The street shall be built again, and the wall, or the plaza and the moat, even in troublous times, which this is the first time ever this has happened in Israel. Never before has this particular thing happened. So this is brand new. This is the only place in the scripture where this is talked about. And it says it's going to happen at the end of time. We think about the 7 weeks we backed up there, and then we think about the 62 weeks we backed up there. Now let's go to the next scripture and see if we keep coming back. Let's see what he says. So far we're in the kingdom. We went back 7 weeks. We went back 62 weeks. Now let's see what else he says. And it says, and after 70 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. In other words, after the 70 weeks, before the 62 weeks started, was the Messiah cut off? Did he actually come? Sure. It's history. It's a fact. This is not something we have to guess at. Now, we know that about 33 AD, Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. It's the best documented thing in history, is it not? And then right after that, at about 70 AD, we know documented what happened. The temple was destroyed, right? Look what he says. He shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people and the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. Now then, let's stop and think about this. Let's stop and think about what we're saying here. Daniel was given a revelation by Gabriel that after 70 weeks, at the end time, in the last days, there's going to be 70 total weeks to finish everything. Okay, he was in the 70th week. He backed up 7 weeks, and then he backed up 62 weeks. Okay, going forth from the decree to rebuild and restore Jerusalem. When was the decree given to bring Israel or Israel back as a nation? Actually, the decree for it to become a nation was done in November of 1947. But when did Israel be, the scripture said, in a day a nation will be born. This has never happened in history, never. There's never been a group of people driven out of their land completely and gone 2,500 years and then come back and become a nation in their original land in one day. This ain't never happened in history. Never. But God said it was going to happen with his people. In May 1948, on May the 14th, Israel became a nation. Is that right? Is this history? I want you to really think about what I'm fixing to say. If Israel became a nation on May the 14th of 1948, what feast happened just a few days after May the 14th? Pentecost. Feast of Shavuot. It happened just a few days. So that was the first feast. Do you know what next Friday is? You know what next Friday is? It's the next one. And you know which one it is? 62 weeks have come and gone. We have had 62 weeks of feast. The beginning next Friday is the beginning of the 63rd one. The 62nd one is finished next Friday. Israel has had 62 feasts since they became a nation. This, if you can see this, this will begin to get you excited. Israel has undergone 62 weeks of Feast of Pentecost. So if that 62, now then we can go back and look and say, okay, Jesus came. He was cut off. Then the Romans came in and they destroyed the temple and everything. All this is documented. Then May 14, 1948, Israel became a nation. It had their first Pentecost. Now 62 years later, 62 feast of weeks later, they have finished that. And next Friday is Pentecost again, and they're going to start into the next. What is after the 62? What was the next set? Next set of sevens. That's the sevens just before the 70th week, whenever he comes back to reign and rule on this earth. Next week. I mean, if this is right, and I'm understanding it right, now I may be out there in left field, but if I'm understanding this right, next Friday is the beginning of the tribulation period. It's the beginning.
Right on.
Right on. It's there. It's there. It started. So if this is true, what can we expect to happen from Scripture after next Friday? Well, first of all, we can expect something devastating to happen. How many of you know that we are not at peace with Israel right now? You know that? We are not at peace with Israel. I mean, how many of you know that the world around Israel is not at peace with Israel? Let me ask you this question. How much peace has Israel had from the day they became a nation until right now? How much peace have they had?
None.
Not any. They've had none. I mean, they got to be the most awesome, gracious people in the world. I mean, I told a story yesterday about how I lived in a street, and the guy across the street lived across from me, and he had a 15-year-old boy, and the boy goes out there and picks up a brick and walks across and throws it through my window. I said, "Hey, kid, what are you doing?" And he runs off. I go get his daddy. I said, "Hey, your boy threw a brick through my window and broke it." He said, "Well, sir, I'm sorry, but I don't have the money and I'm broke. So I can't fix your window." I said, "Okay, I'll fix my window, but you keep that kid on your side of the street. If you can't control him, you keep him on that side of the street." Okay, so I put in a new window. The next day I look out, he's running across the street and he throws another brick through my... I'm going to tell you, that kid ain't going to get back till I've caught him. I'm guaranteeing I'm going to take a rod and I'm going to wear his little tail out. He may be 15 years old, but that kid's going to hate he met me. Because I'm not near as forgiving as Israel. Now, Israel has had thousands of rockets shot at them in the last 10 years, and they have never retaliated. I'm going to tell you, I ain't that merciful. You know, if you fire rockets over and kill my kids, and do you know their children have been killed? They have fired rockets into hospitals, in schools, and the Palestinians, and they have killed thousands of Israeli children and people, men and women, in the last 10 years. And finally, just recently, Israel got enough of it, and in one day they went in there and wiped them out. And it's amazing how the news never said anything about the Palestinians bombing, but all of a sudden Israel's a bad guy. Hey, let me tell you, I'd have been the bad guy a whole lot quicker than they were. If I had been the prime minister of there, I don't care what the United States will tell me, don't attack. I said, well, then you better do something. Because if you don't send somebody over to do something, in other words, I may call the police and say, "Police, you come down here and watch that kid." They said, "Well, I'm sorry, we can't send nobody down." I said, "Okay, I'll be there when that kid comes across there again. He gonna get it. You know, I ain't gonna put up with this nonsense. Are you?" No, I am not that merciful. You know, but Israel has been extremely merciful, far more merciful than I would ever be. But that's just what they've done. Now then, with all the things that's going on, Obama has told them, whatever happens, don't retaliate. Don't do anything. So let's go from here and let's look at verse 27. We stopped there. Let's go to Ezekiel 38:1, and let's do this in the NLT, Dave. Ezekiel 38:1. We'll go through the whole chapter of Ezekiel 38. I want to show you some things in here, and I want you to see if you see what I see out of this, because if we are where I think we are, then something is fixing to happen big time in Israel. There's got to be a war. And I've been looking for it anyway. But now that I've found this, I'm really looking for it. But if we're right, Ezekiel 38, verses 1 through 23, I want to show you some things. But there's some things in here I don't understand. This is another message that came to me from the Lord. Son of man, prophesy against Gog of the land of Magog. Now that's Russia. The prince who rules over the nations of Meshach and Tubal. Now, like I say, this is a nation from the north. We now know from history and everything that this nation, he's talking about Russia. Okay, verse 3 and 4. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. Gog, I am your enemy. How would you like for somebody to walk up and say, "Thurman, I want you to go over and tell Christy that I'm her enemy. I'm not happy with her, and I'm fixing to beat the thunder out of her." How would you like for me to give you a message like that? You don't want to hear that, do you? No. But see, this is what's happening right here. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord, Gog. I am your enemy. I mean, that'd scare your pants off, you know, if you thought God was your enemy. But he just said that. I will turn you around, and I will put hooks in your jaws. Now, if God said he's going to put a hook in your jaw, you're in trouble. You know that? I'm going to put hooks in your jaws and I'm going to lead you out to your destruction. I mean, this is not exactly what Russia wants to hear. You know that? I will mobilize your troops and cavalry and make you a vast and mighty horde, all fully armed. Okay, he must be going to lead them out to battle. Let's see what verse 5 and 6 says. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya will join you too with all their weapons. Gomer and all its hordes will also join you along with the armies of Beth, whatever those names are, from the distant north and many others. So there's all kinds of nations going to come against Israel. Poor little Israel. You know, and all these great big nations, you know, with all their weapons, poor little Israel. Then he says, and Persian, let's see, okay, yeah, going down to the next one, 6 and 7 and 8. Get ready, be prepared, keep all the armies around you mobilized and take command of them. A long time from now, you will be called into action. Now, here again, he's saying this battle that we're fixing to see is going to be a long time in the future. Is that right? He's telling Ezekiel, now while ago he's talking to Daniel, now he's talking to the prophet Ezekiel, you tell them that this prophecy is going to be for a long time in the future. In the distant future, you will swoop down on the land of Israel, which will be lying in peace after her recovery from war. Now this is what I don't understand. Before the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, Israel's going to have to be in peace. Is she at peace today?
No.
What could possibly happen? I mean, this is just a scenario that I can't confirm this with Scripture. But if she's going to be at peace, and this has got to happen very soon, if we're in the right place where I think we are, this battle has got to happen in the very near future. But right now, everybody around Israel is waiting to kill her. Everybody. I mean, all those Arab nations, I mean, since we've had the little bit of peace, you might say, over there, since they're not shooting at each other so much, we hear every day in the inputs we've got how that each of these Arab countries are rebuilding their supplies of missiles. They're getting ready to wipe out Israel. They hate Israel.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Get Ready, the King is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.